This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. 66 degrees this morning. Mostly sunny. Another nice day on the way. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of about 65. And then Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Saturday night, we'll have partly cloudy skies with the lows in the upper 60s. And then on Sunday, partly sunny. We'll be optimistic. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Forecast has changed just a little bit. And the high in the middle 80s on Sunday. Just a 20% chance of rain, though. Although that'll be followed by a 50-50 chance of rain on Sunday night. So the weather is going to be absolutely beautiful between now and Sunday. But the second time in a couple of weeks, parents and teachers are raising their voices to ask the Orange County Commissioners to raise more money for schools. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has the story.
Nearly 100 residents turned out to last night's public hearing on the county budget, and they had a clear message for county commissioners.
I'm here tonight, along with many others, to ask you to do whatever it takes to fund the school districts at their requested amounts. I would support an increase in the county tax and special district tax to support both districts.
I'm a property owner, a taxpayer, a father, and a citizen. I'm anxious to pay more taxes.
It is my civic duty to invest in our children. I can think of no better way to spend my money.
Raise my taxes.
My parents said they are willing to pay more in taxes so the schools will have enough money to keep things going like they are now.
I honestly would be disappointed if I opened my tax bill in September and I don't see an increase in it that fully funds our schools.
That's Margaret Samuels, Hunter Pendleton, Laura Williams, Scott Windham, Calvin Hinkle, and James Eastham. Just a handful of the 50 speakers who addressed the board. The vast majority of those speakers called for more money for both school systems. The manager's budget recommendation covers operational expenses and enrollment growth, but it does not fully fund the request from either school board. To generate the $8.8 million in additional funding the school boards are asking for, commissioners would need to raise the countywide property tax by 5.5 cents per $100 of value. Alternately, commissioners could increase the Chapel Hill Carborough Special District tax by the same amount to generate $5.7 million for that school system alone. Commissioners have not raised the property tax rate in 4 years, and Victoria Templeton reminded the crowd that school budgets have been shrinking in that time.
Initially, the cuts were used to improve efficiencies, but where we are now is we've gone beyond improving efficiencies, and we've gone beyond cutting waste, and we're now into cutting essential programs.
All parties agreed that the funding shortfalls are made worse by state and federal budget cuts. Commissioner Mark Dorson urged the audience to make their voices heard next week at the Mega Moral Monday protest at the General Assembly.
It is incredibly important, as you all said so eloquently tonight, to understand that while we'll do what we can, the real struggle is much bigger than what's happening in the county. It's happening statewide.
Commissioners will take up budget negotiations at a work session on June 6th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news in just a moment.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at UNCFamilyMedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
This is Lyda Coleman of Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown, your local CPAs and advisors. Did you know that there are more than 1,000 nonprofits in Orange County, and they need help with accounting and tax services like any other business? We can help with obtaining tax-exempt status, setting up your accounting systems, preparing tax returns, and being there to hold your hand if the IRS comes knocking.
To find out more, talk to Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
It's Great Outdoor Provision Company's summer sale. Save up to 35% on the classic outdoor clothing that you love. Father's Day is right around the corner, so why not surprise Dad with a new pair of Merrell ProTerra Sports and get a free pair of smart wool socks. Check out the store-wide savings on women's sportswear. Plus, when you make a purchase at Great Outdoor Provision Company during Land Trust Day, you'll be helping save the land you love right here in the Triangle. Come see us. We're at Eastgate or online at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Wright Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Wright Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a packed bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like candy.
Sweet.
When you fry me up, I smell so good. It draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tempted.
Right Brand Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
All day and all night. 97.9 FM. WCHL is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:12, 12 minutes after 6 at WCHL. UNC Chancellor Emeritus James Meeser has been appointed as the new interim chancellor at the UNC School of the Arts. Meeser will take over the position on August 1st, succeeding John Mosseri, who announced last fall that he would be stepping down after 7 years in that post. Mosseri will step down on June 30th. Provost David Nelson will serve as acting chancellor through July. WCHL's Aaron Keck interviewed James Meeser yesterday. You will hear that interview coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. Outgoing UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe has long been recognized for having ushered in a new era of improved town-gown relations in the Chapel Hill-Carborough community. With his time at Carolina coming to an end next month, local leaders have expressed some concerns about the future. But Chancellor Thorpe says he has every reason to believe that incoming Chancellor Carol Folt will pick up right where he left off.
So far, Carol Folt and I have not had a conversation where we disagreed about anything.
Thorpe made that comment at yesterday's meeting of Chapel Hill's Friends of the Downtown.
I believe she is an academic first. She has worked on behalf of Hanover, New Hampshire. She knows that the relationship with the community is important. And I have no reason to think that she will change that.
Thorpe and his wife Patty were the guests of honor yesterday. Dozens of local officials and downtown leaders gathered at the Franklin Hotel to recognize their work to improve the Town Gown partnership, both before and during his time as chancellor. Here's Friends of the Downtown Chair, Pat Evans.
They have done so much for the town with working with the university and the town together in a way in which Town and Gown has not been done before.
Signs of that partnership include closer collaboration on real estate projects like 123 West Franklin, the soon-to-be former University Square, joining forces to promote startup businesses with projects like Launch Chapel Hill, working together to address the student housing crunch and its effect on nearby neighborhoods, and perhaps most notably of all, sharing responsibility for the ongoing Carolina North project, as well as the infrastructural improvements that project will require. And amidst all his accomplishments as UNC Chancellor, Thorpe says he's particularly proud of that improved relationship.
The work that we have been able to do with this community and on behalf of the town is among the most rewarding things that I've been able to do in my career.
And while his departure next month will mark the start of an uncertain new era, Thorpe says it shouldn't be hard to sustain that close partnership, since at the end of May, town and gown are really one and the same.
The first thing about university town politics that people who work in the university need to understand is that in a town like this, if the university is at odds with the elected officials in a college town, then that means that they're also at odds with their own people. This is obvious, but it's surprising how many people don't get that. You know, it's a false thing to say, well, the university is at odds with the town. Because if you're saying that, then the university is at odds with itself. So the first thing you got to do when you analyze this is not treat it as though the university and the town, especially here, are two separate things.
I should have said since at the end of the day, not at the end of May. That wouldn't make much sense. Holden Thorpe's tenure as UNC chancellor comes to an end on June 30th. In July, he will take over as provost at Washington University in St. Louis. Orange County had the lowest unemployment rate in the state at 5.3% for the month of April. That's a drop from March's rate of 5.6%, according to numbers released by the North Carolina Department of Commerce. By comparison, the rate in April of 2012 was 5.7%. Among North Carolina's metro areas, Durham-Chapel Hill also had the lowest rate at 6.3%. Statewide, rates decreased in 97 of North Carolina's 100 counties in April, and all 14 of the state's metro areas experienced rate decreases as well. It's important to note these numbers are not seasonally adjusted. WCHL News Time, 6:16, 16 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time now for your first look at traffic on WCHL, brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features. Menu specials and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. And, of course, it's the end of the week, and that means Friday's on the front porch starting at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Well, not much happening with traffic so far this morning, but again, Rachel Nash in the WCHL newsroom. She'll be keeping an eye on it all morning long, and we'll let you know of any problems out there. In the meantime, if you're aware of something that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, and we will be happy to have you become a WCHL Road Warrior. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Berkeley Grimble is the guy to see at Grimble Jewelers, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. They're in the Village Plaza right next door to Whole Foods, so very easy to find. 67 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly sunny, high today in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-60s. On Saturday, mostly sunshine, high in the upper 80s. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. So it's not all beautiful like we talked about earlier in the week. The forecast has changed a little bit. We have a slight chance of rain on Sunday, and certainly on Sunday night that will increase to 50-50. On Monday and Tuesday, 70% chance of rain both days. But again, today and tomorrow should be absolutely great weather. Our high once again today, around 88 degrees. WCHL, good morning. It is 6:18, 18 minutes past 6, and time now for David Letterman and the Top 10 List.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
Rod Delano, Attorney, Houston.
Here's an important women's health alert for vaginal mesh implant victims. Millions of dollars may be available to compensate women who've experienced vaginal mesh protrusion, tissue erosion, infection, pain, and other dangerous consequences. A jury award of over $11 million has already been given. Don't wait. Call our knowledgeable and understanding team of experts now to find out if you may be eligible for compensation. Call 800-465-1000. 800-465-1000. 800-465-1000.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Category tonight, top 10 questions to ask yourself before tweeting a photo of your deal. Here we go, number 10. Is this my best side? Number 9. Will this get me more followers? Number 8. Should I put it on Facebook instead? Number 7. Do I have a last name that would make this especially embarrassing? Number 6. Would it be more personal to fax everyone photos of my deal? Number 5. What's the point if James Arness is no longer alive to see it? Number 4. Is there a better way to show people I'm Jewish? Number 3. What would Brett Favre do? Number 2. Isn't this what Twitter's for? And the number 1 question to ask yourself before tweeting a photo of your deal, what could possibly go wrong?
David Letterman, Top 10 List, WCHL. And they go down in history as the shortest list ever.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight for the Best of the Late Show. Dave's guests will be Chelsea Handler, Ross Bennett, and Yeah Yeah Yeahs. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
I should say the quickest list ever, not the shortest. Always 10 items, but going by in a flash. 6:21, 21 minutes after 6 in WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by AT&T Wireless. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Today, Carolina baseball takes on Canisius at 6 p.m. in the Tar Heels NCAA opener in Chapel Hill. Number 1 overall seed UNC is 1-0 all time against the Golden Griffins, with the only meeting a 10-5 Carolina win back during the 1958 season, which means it has absolutely no relevance to today's game. Here's what head coach Mike Fox had to say when we talked to him on the WCHL Morning News earlier in the week.
And we have to be careful not to overthink things or do things too differently. I trust this team because for 60 games they brought it every single day and every single night, and I don't expect anything different this weekend.
The Heels are the ACC regular season and ACC tournament champions, sitting at a record of 52-8. Number 4 seed Canisius was a Metro Atlantic Athletic champions and they're 41-14 on the year. Fox says a home field advantage will make a difference this weekend, certainly.
You know, high percentage of teams that play at home that do host a regional and a super regional, those are the teams that, you know, that advance. You know, it's not a surprise. It's familiarity, it's home crowd, it's not having to travel, hotels, all those things that go into play.
The tournament opener takes place at 1 o'clock this afternoon with number 2 seed Florida Atlantic, a 39-20 team, the Sun Belt champions, meeting number 3 seed Towson, 29-28, and the season champions in the Colonial Athletic Conference. UNC is 3-0 against Florida Atlantic after a series opening sweep in Boca Raton during the 2008 season. And Carolina owns a 25-2 all-time advantage over Towson since the series began back in 1969. They played each other a lot. Tar Heels have won 12 straight against the Tigers, with last meeting coming back in 2007. The Chapel Hill Regional champion will advance to face the winner of the Columbia Regional in the Super Regional round for the right to advance to the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. For a complete Chapel Hill Regional schedule, you can read the article on our website. You can also hear the full interview with Coach Mike Fox. It's posted there as well at chapelbro.com. And as always, 97.9 FM WCHL will broadcast all the Diamond Heels tournament action. The games will be streaming live on chapelbro.com. Again, Carolina versus Canisius today, 6 o'clock in their NCAA opener in Chapel Hill. You can hear it after an abbreviated evening news with Aaron Keck on WCHL. And if you're interested in getting tickets, there may still be some single tickets available. Go to GoHeels.com for all the details. 3 Tar Heels earned Louisville Slugger All-America honors for their performances during the 2013 season. Junior starting pitcher Kent Emanuel earned a spot on the first team after going 10-3 with a 2.11 ERA and 15 appearances and 14 starts on the season. Emanuel currently leads the ACC with 10 wins and has averaged nearly 8 innings per start on his way to a league high 110.2 innings in 2013. 110 and two-thirds innings, I should say. Junior third baseman Colin Moran was named second team All-America after leading the country in runs batted in during the regular season. Moran finished the regular season with the .357 average to go along with his NCAA leading 84 RBIs. Senior first baseman Cody Stubbs earned third team All-America honors as he finished third in the country in RBIs with 72. Stubbs also tallied 22 doubles to rank among the top 10 in UNC single season history. Emmanuel was a third team All-America by Collegiate Baseball a year ago. Colin Moran earned third team honors as a freshman. That's a quick look at WCHL championship sports. And, of course, all the focus today is on Carolina baseball. Again, our game starts at 6 o'clock today, Carolina versus Canisius. Good luck to Coach Mike Fox and the Tar Heels in their NCAA opener. The Tar Heels can win this regional. They will then host a super regional and then perhaps go to Omaha. That would be nice to be there again. 625.
The Osgood File, sponsored by Kronos, providing cloud-based workforce management solutions for organizations of all sizes. Kronos, K-R-O-N-O-S, workforce innovation that works. More at Kronos.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The latest terrorism report is out, including the number of private American citizens killed in terrorist attacks last year. The number may surprise you. Back after this.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work As Hard As I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-601-7780.
800-601-7780.
800-601-7780.
The State Department's latest report on terrorism points the finger at Iran. It says Iran amped up its support for Hezbollah last year with plots in Southeast Asia, Europe, and Africa. And as for Al-Qaeda, we've killed so many of the Al-Qaeda leadership that their local affiliates are now setting the agenda, raising their own money, mostly through kidnapping, and planning their own attacks. Which, according to terrorist expert Patrick Clausen, means we need to change our approach to terrorism. We have to help would-be terrorists understand the futility of that approach.
that's a job that requires a battle of ideas. I would think that when a school or mosque is worried that somebody is turning towards terrorism, that the institutions that should get involved should be social workers rather than law enforcement.
And, of course, there'll be a big debate about that. But what you also find in the report, way at the end, is a statistic that nobody seems interested in. Private American citizens worldwide killed as a result of organized terrorism. The total in 2012 was 10, all in Afghanistan. Even if you count the Aurora, Colorado shootings and Newtown as terrorist acts, America is barely a blip on the terrorism map. Number one country for terrorism is Pakistan, followed by Iraq, Afghanistan, and India. For you, as an American, to protect yourself from organized terrorism, the kind that we're fighting with drones and spies in SEAL Team 6, all you have to do is steer clear of Afghanistan. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., Nationwide Insurance Member.
Nationwide is on your side. I've been saying it for years, but why should you believe it? Well, Nationwide puts members first because they don't have shareholders. To join the nation, contact a local Nationwide agent today.
Call Mark Vitale, Nationwide Insurance, today at 919-933-4000. Visit Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard or allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review and approval. Paid endorsement. Not all Nationwide companies are mutual companies. Not all policyholders are members of a mutual company. Rights and benefits determined by policy language, company bylaws, and applicable
when
law.
When the weather is fine, the garden and patio at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop in downtown Carrboro is the place to be. Meet your friends for a delicious lunch amid fragrant spring flowers, or enjoy dinner in a bottle of wine or the perfect cocktail on a warm, moonlit Carolina night. Find contemporary American cooking, intriguing wines from around the world, both on the Glass Half Full patio, the place to be in Carrboro any time of day. Glass Half Full, the optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Brewery. It's half off, $20 for food and drinks, available now for $10. Beat the heat this summer with delicious food and beer from Carolina Brewery. Enjoy their award-winning burgers and lighter spring and summer menus, all paired with their award-winning beers. The Chapel Hill Brew Pub now offers 12 different fresh, handcrafted Carolina breweries on tap, all brewed on site. It's half off from Carolina Brewery. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time for your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. Brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, lots of fun online at GlassHalfFullCarrboro.com. It is 67 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly sunny. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight partly cloudy with a low in the middle 60s. And pretty good weekend coming up. Again, as I said, 67 degrees and nice at WCHL.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina, 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Yanira Maldonado is out of a Mexican prison.
Now I'm with my family, so I'm very happy to be free.
That mother had boarded a bus in Nogales, Mexico, heading back to Arizona after a funeral. The Mexican military had arrested her last week. CBS's Barry Bagnato has the details on that. He joins us live.
Dave, her nightmare began when she and other passengers were ordered off the bus. Her husband says he was originally accused, but that when his wife offered herself as a translator, she was charged and a $5,000 bribe was demanded. According to her lawyer, she was freed after a judge listened to witnesses and viewed surveillance video and determined it'd be pretty hard for her to attach 12 pounds of pot on hooks under her seat. Dave?
Following the ordeal, Maldonado was not placing blame.
I love Mexico. My family is still there. It's not Mexico's fault. It's a few people who do this to me.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. 66 degrees right now. A lot of sunshine on the way for today. High again in the upper 80s for the third consecutive day. And pretty good weekend coming up. You know, for the second time in a couple of weeks, parents and teachers are raising their voices. The chorus is getting rather loud. Last night, they were asking county commissioners again to raise more money for schools. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has this report.
Nearly 100 residents turned out to last night's public hearing on the county budget, and they had a clear message for county commissioners.
I'm here tonight, along with many others, to ask you to do whatever it takes to fund the school districts at their requested amounts. I would support an increase in the county tax and special district tax to support both districts.
I'm a property owner, a taxpayer, a father, and a citizen. I'm anxious to pay more taxes.
It is my civic duty to invest in our children. I can think of no better way to spend my money.
Raise my taxes.
My parents said they are willing to pay more in taxes so the schools will have enough money to keep things going like they are now.
I honestly would be disappointed if I open my tax bill in September and I don't see an increase in it that fully funds our schools.
That's Margaret Samuels, Hunter Pendleton, Laura Williams, Scott Windham, Calvin Hinkle, and James Eastham. Just a handful of the 50 speakers who addressed the board. The vast majority of those speakers called for more money for both school systems. The manager's budget recommendation covers operational expenses and enrollment growth, but it does not fully fund the request from either school board. To generate the $8.8 million in additional funding the school boards are asking for, commissioners would need to raise the countywide property tax by 5.5 cents per $100 of value. Alternately, commissioners could increase the Chapel Hill Carborough special district tax by the same amount to generate $5.7 million for that school system alone. Commissioners have not raised the property tax rate in 4 years, and Victoria Templeton reminded the crowd that school budgets have been shrinking in that time.
Initially, the cuts were used to improve efficiencies. But where we are now is we've gone beyond improving efficiencies, and we've gone beyond cutting waste, and we're now into cutting essential programs.
All parties agreed that the funding shortfalls are made worse by state and federal budget cuts. Commissioner Mark Dorson urged the audience to make their voices heard next week at the Mega Moral Monday protest at the General Assembly.
It is incredibly important, as you all said so eloquently tonight, to understand that while we'll do what we can, the real struggle is much bigger than what's happening in the county. It's happening statewide.
Commissioners will take up budget negotiations at a work session on June 6th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
UNC Chancellor Emeritus James Meeser has been appointed as the new interim chancellor at the UNC School of the Arts. Meeser will take over that position on August 1st, succeeding John Mosseri, who announced last fall he would be stepping down after 7 years in the job. Mosseri will step down June 30th. Provost David Nelson will serve as acting chancellor through July. WCHL's Aaron Keck spoke with Meeser yesterday, and here's what they had to say.
James Meeser is the Chancellor of UNC School of the Arts now. Congratulations.
Thank you, Aaron.
So how did it all come about?
It came about in a phone call from Tom Ross, who got me at home one day and said, I don't think you have enough to do.
Was he right?
No, I don't think I said, you're not right. I've got plenty to do, and I'm very happy. Thank you very much.
So how long was the process that that began with that?
Actually, it was just a few conversations with I had that conversation with President Ross, and then to make a long story short, what happened at the School of the Arts is they had a search for a chancellor, which ultimately failed. They had a couple of really strong candidates, and their number one candidate, whom they thought was coming, I think ultimately decided to stay where she was. Their second candidate dropped out, and the rest of the field wasn't all that attractive, and I think there are some issues that really need to be dealt with over there that I think I can help with over the course of the next year. I told the chair of their board that my job was that to sort of make this the most attractive position I can, so that they'll have a very successful search when they're going to start this up again in the fall. So I'm anticipating being over there really for the academic year, not longer.
Are you going to be involved in the search process at all?
Not at all.
Okay.
No, I'll stay. Only until they bring people in and want me to talk with them, which I, of course, do. Then I'll help them sell the place. But, no, I won't be involved in the search at all.
So what are your specific plans to move forward as chancellor for the coming year? What are you looking forward to doing?
Well, I don't know the people over there. And so the first thing I will do is meet with the leadership team. I think one of the things I want to do is make sure that the leadership team is really working effectively and working as a team, and that's the way I led this university, and that's my style, is to be the captain of the team, but let the team really be important. Then that means the people who are directly reporting to the chancellor and the deans of the several schools. I mean, the School of the Arts is a very small place. As President Ross said, it's a much smaller job than the one I had before, but it also happens to be in a field that I know pretty well. It's not unlike the two colleges or schools that I was dean of at Penn State and at Kansas, both schools of fine arts. This is just performing arts, but this is sort of right in my wheelhouse, and I have a lot of experience being the chief administrator of an art school. So. It will be kind of fun to go back to my roots in this area. The School of the Arts is an incredibly fine institution. It's the only publicly supported conservatory in the United States. Its students are just dazzlingly great. It's one of the jewels in North Carolina's crown, and it's a very special place. And so I just want to help them be successful. That's my mission.
Well, best of luck to you, James Meeser, formerly Chancellor Emeritus at UNC, I guess still Chancellor Emeritus at UNC, now interim Chancellor-elect at the School of the Arts. Congratulations.
The last piece of news is I'm taking a leave from Carolina, but my intention is to come back and still be active here when this is over.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Aaron.
That was James Meeser taking over as interim chancellor of the UNC School of the Arts in August. The search committee will start looking for the next permanent chancellor in the coming months. UNC System President Tom Ross issued a statement upon his appointment of Meeser, reading, "James Meeser's vast administrative experience and his demonstrated love of and commitment to the arts and humanities makes him uniquely qualified to lead the School of the Arts during a time of transition. He understands the many challenges and opportunities before this very special campus of the university, and I am grateful that he has agreed to accept this important assignment. UNC School of the Arts will be in very capable hands during this interim period." That's end of quote. Meeser holds a doctorate of musical arts from the University of Michigan. He specializes in organ performance, served as chancellor at Carolina from 2000 to 2008. And in other news this morning, we'll take a look at news around town. The Chapel Hill Police Department is sponsoring a 5K race on Saturday, June 15th. That's not tomorrow. That is June 15th to benefit Special Olympics of North Carolina. It's 2 weeks and one day away. The race is called Guardians of the Hill, and the Chapel Hill PD is planning to make it an annual event. It'll take place at Southern Community Park in Southern Village beginning at 9 a.m. To register, you can visit www.sportoffen.com. We have that contact information on our website at chapelboro.com. Registration fees are $25 per individual or $30 for a whole family. WCHL News Time, 6:40. 20 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Fred Black has today's commentary. That's up next.
Now hear this. Performance Acura is hosting their annual tent event in celebration of the Acura Spring Sales Event.
Wow!
This is 1 month where you can afford to champagne taste. You hear a lot about new Acuras and how amazing they are. Performance Acura in Chapel Hill also has one of the best used Acura inventories in the Triangle, with payments to fit your budget and cars to wow your neighbors. They also have a dedicated finance manager who specializes in challenging credit situations. So if you're looking for reliability, prestige, and affordability, Performance Acura is your used Acura destination. That's the definition of value, baby. Make your friends think you got that big promotion at work. It'll be our little secret. Visit the virtual showroom at PerformanceAcuraChapelHill.com or visit the physical location at 15501 in Chapel Hill. 2012 Precision Team.
Wow!
That's PerformanceAcuraChapelHill.com.
I want performance.
You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business growth toolkit today at the UPS stores, your go-to source for your to-do list.
The UPS stores at Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard, next to the Chapel Hill University Inn.
Betty Davis famously said, "Getting old is not for sissies." What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
Good morning. It is 6:43, 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Fred Black. Our Chapel Hill Town Council is in the midst of some very important conversations on our budget for next year. The big thing, as usual, is how we fund all of our needs and wants with the money that the town expects to receive. When the needs and wants exceed what the current tax rate will produce, then we start talking about increasing the tax rate. The town manager has proposed a 2-cent increase. This increase would mean that a home valued at $300,000 would pay another $60 or so. At the May 20th meeting, several speakers eloquently expressed why we need to fund more hours for the newly opened library. When the council members talked, there was mention of the priority budgeting system and what our priorities should be, and what should be the trade-offs. Those are good questions, but we need to ask whose priorities should be addressed, and that's where we taxpayers must weigh in with energy and vigor. Our decision makers need to hear from us about priorities. Do we need a tax increase? Can other things be funded at a lower level? Who decides on what is a need and what is a want? Our thinking should be heard. This difficult but important work is often painful and emotional because we don't agree on some things and the way the process should actually proceed. But our decision makers must hear from us about priorities before they make the decisions. Feedback after the fact does not really help. So now is the time. I would like to believe that we, the people, are up to the challenge. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you, superstar, disc jockey, morning talk show host. Been here forever, keeping us doing it right, Ron Studd.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
In Carolina baseball, the Chapel Hill Regional begins today with the first matchup pitting Florida Atlantic versus Towson. And then at 6 o'clock from Bochimer Stadium, it's the number one overall seed North Carolina taking on Canisius. Before the game gets underway, three Tar Heels got some good news as Colin Moran, Kent Emanuel, and Cody Stubbs have all been named All-Americas. Emanuel, the ACC's Pitcher of the Year, went 10-3 with a 2.11 earned run average. He leads the ACC in wins with 10 and averaged nearly 8 innings per start, en route to a league-high 110 innings in 2013. Junior third baseman Colin Moran was named second-team All-America after leading the country in runs driven in during the regular season, and senior first baseman Cody Stubbs earned third-team All-America honors after finishing third in the country in runs batted in with 72.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From baseball to field hockey, six current and former North Carolina players were among 30 field hockey standouts named to the 2013-2014 U.S. Women's National Squad. Tar Heels selected include Rachel Dawson, Caitlin Falgowski, Jackie Kintzer, Kelsey Kolacicek, Caitlin Van Sickle, and Emily Wold. Wold, a rising sophomore at Carolina, is the only player still currently at Carolina.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Well, Tar Heels start play at 6 o'clock, as you just heard, and we will have our complete coverage starting at 6 o'clock after an abbreviated version of the WCHL Evening News with Aaron Keck. That will be today right here on WCHL. We wish Tar Heels well. Should be a great NCAA regional. Tar Heels hope to make quick work of this one and then move on to the Super Regional, which will also be played in Chapel Hill, provided the Tar Heels keep winning, of course. 6:48 at WCHL, 12 minutes until 7 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together. And traffic this morning is brought to you by USA Flooring, now offering smart carpet made from sustainable materials, soft, durable, with a lifetime stain warranty. USA Flooring, 3612 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard. Remember, if it goes on your floors, it's in their stores. If it does traffic, it must be Rachel Nash.
No accidents at this time right now.
Not
everything.
Good.
Yeah. We haven't had any major accidents this week, so that's good news.
Must have something to do with you.
Maybe I'm good luck for the roadways. You never know.
Maybe we'll just have Rand remain on his honeymoon and you can keep doing this. You know?
Oh, gosh. I need Rand back. But I-40, NC-54, 15501, and the Durham Freeway all moving smoothly right now. No accidents to report at this time. But if you do see something throughout your morning commute, you can give me a call in the newsroom and be a WCHL Road Warrior. You can reach me at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. But if you do it, we ask that you do it safely.
And we will look forward to talking with you all morning long about traffic.
Keep an eye on it.
Thanks so much. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you by Carborough Family Medicine, serving Carborough, Chapel Hill, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, come join them at Carborough Family Medicine. You can find them on the web at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net. All right, 66 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly sunshine, high today in the upper 80s, nice day on the way. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of about 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Saturday night, a little bit of cloudiness with the lows in the upper 60s. On Sunday, partly sunny, pretty good day, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon on Sunday, high about 85. And then on Sunday night, we'll get a 50-50 chance of rain, maybe late, showers and thunderstorms possible, low in the upper 60s, and on Monday and Tuesday, rainy days, couple of consecutive rainy days, 70% chance of it happening. 6:50 at WCHL, 10 minutes until 7 o'clock. Coming up next, celebrity birthdays, Freddie Conger's trivia quiz on WCHL. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Mike Benson, Chapel Hill class of 85 and owner of North Carolina's most unique and eclectic restaurants, the Southern Rail, right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Built out of vintage railroad cars and the original University train station, we serve lunch and dinner and brunch on the weekends. We're open 7 days a week and offer free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Feast in a 1930s dining carriage and watch a train go by, or enjoy a fresh mint julep in the incomparable bar car, the Southern Rail. It will take you back.
It's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
My name is Jeff Kennedy. I have been practicing dentistry in Chapel Hill since 1984.
in one of the dentists at the Kennedy Dental Group. In our office, we're thinking about what is unique and where our philosophy falls, and we came up with the term of practical dentistry. That's what we feel like we try to practice each day. It's based on the notion that we want all of our patients first and foremost to be healthy and then to keep them healthy. People bring all kinds of issues, but frequently they're nervous or they're distracted. Sometimes they're in pain, and they really need us to hear their concerns. It's not always what's obvious on a technical level to a dentist, but maybe what the patient is saying or what's even spoken between the lines that we need to hear. And in patients, actually, we feel like these folks are our friends, and we do our best to put them at ease. We offer oral conscious sedation for anxious patients, and it really helps to kind of get them over that fear, maybe get them healthy again. Right now we're up on the west end of Franklin Street, but we knew that there was a change in store, and when the old WCHL building was on the market, just felt like it was meant to be. It's directly across the street from Eastgate Shopping Center. They can look us up at kennedydentalgroup.com. They can call our office number at 919-967-9291.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insights.
Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL, and we will start with Clint Eastwood. Make his day. It's his birthday. He's 83. Singer Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary, 75. Former Anglican Church envoy Terry Waite is 74 years old today. Actress Sharon Gless, who was on Cagney and Lacey, is 70. Football Hall of Famer Joe Namath is 70. Actor Tom Berenger is 63. Actor Gregory Harrison, 63. Comedian Chris Elliott turns 53 today. Singer Corey Hart is 51, still wearing his sunglasses at night. Actress Leah Thompson, 52. Actress Brooke Shields is 48. Now that is hard to believe. Actor Colin Farrell is 37. And actress Archie Panjabi is 41. She's on The Good Wife. Actor Eric Kristen Olsen, who's on NCIS Los Angeles, 36 years old today. And got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays. Greg Bell has a birthday. Happy birthday, Greg. Tracy Borders, Jimmy Braswell, Rachel Fitzsimmons, Adrian Grant, Eleanor Reigert, Johanna Sampson, Louis Tedder, Kevin Taroli, and Eva Watkins all celebrating birthdays today. And our birthday winner today is Gary Ricciuso, my old friend Gary from New Jersey, and he is old. Emphasize that word. Gary Ricciuso, 70 years old today. Congratulations, buddy. Gary Ricciuso gets a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores on Fortnum Boulevard and at Metamont. And happy birthday, Gary. The whole community will celebrate with you. Gary Ricciuso, our birthday winner from UPS and WCHL.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ron Stutz, along with Freddie Kiger, and I'm having a trivia Jones.
Yes, you are.
Got a Jones for some trivia. I don't know what I would do without this, because it's kind of a pick.
Well, we have pretty good time.
Yeah,
we have fun.
Yeah, I love this, man. This
I'm digging downtown right now. By the way,
downtown.
Well, it's kind of. I mean, I know summer session is in.
Oh yeah, where you're living.
Well, it's just, things are kind of not as hectic right now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the same way.
I like that break.
My daughter was in town the other day, and we went to eat breakfast in the middle of the day at the Waffle Shop.
Cool.
And it was really cool because it wasn't crowded.
Yeah.
Didn't have to stand in line.
Yeah. Could find a parking space.
It was just fun.
Yeah.
And she said to me, I love Chapel Hill this time of the year.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, all the students are gone. I love all the students and everything and would be the same without them. But it is nice to have a break.
It's nice to have a break. Sure is.
From all the people.
You know what? I'm doing some. Hey, I haven't done this kind of category for today and tomorrow in a long, long time. So
right.
I feel a sense of remorse that I've left out sciences.
Oh, no. You're making up for lost time?
Well, I am. And Tom, that's a good segue.
All right.
Our category, folks. Today.
Time. Time has come today.
Earth science. Earth science.
Oh, get ready for a call from Jeff Danner, the science guy.
Okay, yeah, I hope so. Here we go.
All this stuff.
How long does it take light from the sun to reach Earth? How long does it take light from the sun to reach Earth? And I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
It's a number of minutes.
Okay.
Number of minutes. How long does it take light from the sun to reach Mother Earth? so that you can bask and glow and you can have photosynthesis?
Well, maybe somebody will call in here and shed a little light on that question.
Oh, God.
I don't know the answer.
Well, I was so bright, my dad called me son.
Yeah, I'm so my future's so bright, I gotta wear sunglasses.
Oh, yeah. Give us a call, folks, and if you do, tell them what they'll win, Ron.
$10 gift card to Cruisers, and you get the opportunity to swap a trivia prize with one of our previous trivia winners. It's just that easy.
Join the Trivial Club.
Yeah. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now.
Operators are standing by.
Now hear this. Performance Acura is hosting their annual tent event in celebration of the Acura Spring Sales Event.
Wow!
How would you like to drive a brand new Acura for $249 per month? That's ultimate technology and superior handling in the 2013 Acura TSX for $249 per month.
Wow!
Performance Acura is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. Performance Acura is very proud to announce they earned Acura's most prestigious award of Precision Team.
Wow!
Visit the virtual showroom at PerformanceAcuraChapelHill.com.
Stock number 83462, 36 monthly. Lease with 10,000 miles per year. $19.99 due at signage through Sac Steak and $5.49 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $31,405 and selling price of $28,143. Finance with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery by May 31st, 2013.
Performance Acura, ChapelHill.com. 2012 Precision Team.
Wow!
That's Performance Acura, ChapelHill.com.
Okay, Freddie wants to know the answer to a science question.
Earth science. How long does it take in minutes for light from the sun to reach Earth? You got a guess?
I had to check out on this one. You said it was a matter of minutes.
Yeah.
But 3 minutes and 57 seconds.
8 minutes.
Really?
8 minutes. Light travels. This was, blows me away.
Yeah.
Light travels 186,282 miles per second.
Mm-hmm.
Sun's 93 million miles away. That's booking, man.
That's hard to believe.
8 minutes.
Wow.
8 minutes.
Well,
it is. That's kind of like, whoa.
I never would have gotten that. I think I would have come up with the answer to the question about what is speed of light, but I wasn't sure
you would have
exactly
got that?
How far the sun would have been.
Oh, how much time?
From here.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Or how yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Folks, we threw him such a curveball.
Yeah.
He's still trying to get it together.
Now, I'm glad that you were here to illuminate me, though, and thank you so much for casting some light on the day.
Oh, my gosh.
Freddie, thank you so much. Our winner this morning is 8-year-old Eli Jared, who took him about 2 seconds to answer that question. He said, oh, that's 8 seconds. I had no idea. Eli Jared gets the Swamp Trivia Prize and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Brewery. It's half off, $20 for food and drinks, available now for $10. Beat the heat this summer with delicious food and beer from Carolina Brewery. Enjoy their award-winning burgers and lighter spring and summer menus, all paired with their award-winning beers. The Chapel Hill Brew Pub now offers 12 different fresh, handcrafted Carolina breweries on tap, all brewed on site. It's half off from Carolina Brewery. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, where business is commerce plus.